Okay, we had discussed previously at different points the din of Pirtzei Yasa Meyasar, that even in a situation where you have Omein Ruvela Parutz, if there's a Pirtzei, if there's a gap in the Mechisa that's more than 10 Tfachim wide, then that's going to invalidate the Mechisa.
10 Amos?
Sorry, 10 Amos wide, that's going to invalidate the Mechisa. So that is known as the Machlokes, the Mishnas Yachim, the Beis Ephraim, one of their points of dispute. In the lengthy correspondence and back and forth between the Mishnah Seaf and the Beis Ephraim about Erevin, is whether this din appears to Yasa Meyasa is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So that's known as Mishnah Seaf of Imachmir, that the Pirtzei Yasa Meyasa is a sol d'oraisa, and the Beis Ephraim would have the opinion that a Pirtzei Yasa Meyasa is only a sol d'rabbanan, but min haTorah, even if you have a Pirtzei Yasa Meyasa, as long as you have Omin Ruba, it would be a kasher milkisa. But in fact, it seems to be a machlokas rishonim, or at least there are mashmayos in either direction in the rishonim. The Mishnas Yaakov points out, the Mishnas Yaakov is in Siman Kuf Kuf Aleph. In the classic printing of the Mishnas Yaakov, it appears on page Kuf Tezayim. So the Mishnas Yaakov in Siman Kuf Kuf Aleph, and the Gon Yaakov on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Vaha. Gaon Yaakov on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Vaha, they quote a Rashi on Daf Sadi Dalid. The Mishnah there in Sadi Dalid Amud Aleph has the following: Chaser Shenifritzal L'Shus Harabim. So you have a Chaser that, if it would have been fully enclosed, is Rishus HaYachim, but the Chaser opens up into Rishus HaRabim. So according to Blazer, if you have a chaser that opens up into Rishus HaRabim, that chaser has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. And the Chachamim say has a din of a Karmelus. Okay? So says Rashi, what's this case of a chaser shenifritz al Rishus HaRabim? And we're talking about its nifritz on such a way that the chaser now has the status of a Rishus HaYachid, sorry, this chaser has the status of Rishus HaRabim, according to Blazer, to be chayiv for Zorek. Says Rashi, chaser shenifritza l'Rishus HaRabim bimi lua, either it's totally opened up without any mechitz in any part of the opening, oh, yasser meyasser, or even if it's not nifritza bimi lua, even on the side where the chaser meets Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not open b'milu, as long as there's a pirtza yeser me'eser, that's enough to give it the status of Rishus HaRabim, according to Blazer, to be mechayev you for Zorek. So Rashi sounds like, says the Gon Yaakov and the Mishnas Yaakov, Rashi sounds like the psul of the chisaron of pirtza yeser me'eser as a din d'oraisa, because Rashi invokes pirtza yeser me'eser in the context of a d'oraisa consequence.
She's very lesser, we don't possibly.
That's true, but we're talking about who.
Well, no, even what, according to
the what's the seer? According to the Chachamim, there is relevance.
It takes away the din of Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
According to the Chachamim also, so yeah. And
right, there is
it's a ramification according to the.
Right, there is relevance even according to the Chachamim. But Rashi says, even though that wasn't the case, Rashi is telling you something definitional. It sounds like what is Chaser Shenifritz of Rishus HaRabim? Okay. The Tiferes Yaakov points out on page Resh Vav that there's a mashmos in the Rabbeinu Chananel that way as well. The Rabbeinu Chananel is on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph has the following din: Lo Yamad Adam Rishus HaYachid VeYiftach Rishus HaRabim. So a person shouldn't stand in Rishus HaYachid and open and take a key that's in the Rishus HaRabim in order to open the door. So you shouldn't stand in the Rishus HaYachid, extend yourself to get a key from the Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim gives up Rishus HaYachid. LMK, no simul chitza gavoa sarit vachin divrei meir. Amr lo, maisa v'shuk shal patamim, shay v'yishalayim, shay yinoa l'namanik, n'asmavtech v'chalon, shal gavi pesach. Okay. So the Gemara, in the context of this Mishnah, quotes the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we encountered earlier in Daf Vav. Yerushalayim il mali del sasen and ulas balayla chayav nalem mishum rishis harabim. That if not for the blessings and the ulos, Yerushalayim had the status of rishis harabim. So the Gemara quotes Rav Papa, "Kan kodem shenifritzu b'pirtzos, kan lachar shenifritzu b'pirtzos." That status of Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim in principle was the Rishis HaRabim, that was before there were gaps. But after there were gaps, it no longer had the status of a, or wouldn't have had the status of a Rishis HaRabim. But what are these? I'm sorry, it was Rishis HaYachid. So what are these pirtzos that we're talking about? Says Rabbeinu Chananel. It's printed on the days. Uparka Papa Lo Ahadru Le Yerushalayim Ela La'achar Shenifritzu Ba'pirtzos Yeser Me'yeser Shehi Rishis HaRabim. The pirtzos that we're talking about that rendered Yerushalayim Rishis HaRabim are pirtzos yeser meyeser. So you could have said, or you might have expected Rabbeinu Chananel to say that we're talking about where is Paris Mubalomit. Rabbeinu Chananel says Dafka, we're talking about where is pirtzos yeser meyeser. So that sounds like we're talking on a deraisa level. That pierces yes or yes, sir. It creates a psul deraisa.
Allows it for the be able to so allows it to lose its dimshus yachid in deraisa.
And essentially become in kamarshus rabim. Okay. So the Rashi on Sadidal, Rabbeinu Chananel on Kuf Aleph sound like the din of Pirsi Yasam Eser is a din d'oraisa. There's a Tosa Rush on Daf Yudayim Mabay, the beginning of the second parak, in the Pasi B'Roth context. Now, the Tosa Rush was not yet printed at the time of the Mishnah Yaakov. The Mishnah Yaakov would not have seen the Tosa Rush. But there's a Tosa Rush on Daf Yudayim Mabay, Deber Hamaskel Osin. At the very beginning of the second parak. Deber Maspil Osin. Says the Tosa Rashi as follows. So yes, the same Kasha that we have in our Tosa is here. Yeah.
Where is
that? Sorry?
Where
Tosa Rashi? Yud Zayin the very beginning of the second paragraph. So the Tosa Rashi asks the same Kasha that we have in our printed Tosa is here, the beginning of the parak. Osin Pasin Libi Rose. Right, Tosis is bothered. We saw this earlier. How is it that Pasi B'Ros works? Isn't it Paris Mubala Omeid? Right? Sorry?
Yeah.
So our Tosis had answered Shem Dalin Mechisos. If you have Shem Dalin Mechisos, then that could create a Rishis HaYachid Daraisa, even if it is Paris Meruba. Tosa Rush says as follows. He says, tells his answer, Shein Dal Mechisus, and he writes, V'had de Pirtza Yeser Me Eser Oseres Kol HaHekef Afilu Hu Gadol Harbe Nidra Banu Have. So, very good Shein Dal Mechisus, but don't you still have the Pirtza Yeser Me Eser? And doesn't pierce the yes or the yes and validate the mechitza? So as the Rashi says explicitly, that's only a din derabbanan. Even if you have a pierce, a vast pierce that's much more than ten amos, min haTorah, that doesn't invalidate a mechitza per se. Okay, so we have Rashi and Ben Chananel who are strongly mashma that the din appears to the Yasim Yasim the din derayfi. We have the Tazer Rashi which pretty explicitly says that it's the din derabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan Simin Shin Samach Beis Seif Kavkes Shin Samach Beis Kavkes Paskins that appears to the Yasim Yasim the din derabanan Chafinish assumes away as well. And Kayadu the Mishnah of Yaakov is machmir. Okay, the related halacha, related to Pirtza Yasam Yasser, is another instance of a problematic Pirtza that you could have in a hekif, is a din of Pischa B'Keren Zavis. Take a look at the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Beis. Very bottom. Two dots, two lines on the bottom. Hey, Amar Beis. Amar Rav Chanin Bar Rava. Amar Rav. Mavoi Shenifrat Mitzido Be'eser. If you have a mavoi that has a pirtza on its side, then the shear for that pirtza to invalidate the mechitza is 10 amos. Meirosho Be'arba. However, if it's at the entrance, then the shear is 4 tfachim. I just got into Vav and Aleph. We started from Hey and Beis. Okay. Mavish and Ifrat Mitzido is Be'eser Meirosho Be'arba. Maishna Mitzido Be'eser Darim Pischahu. So if you have a pierce on the side up to 10 amos, that's considered a Pesach. That's considered an opening. And therefore doesn't invalidate the Mechitza. Meirosho Nami Nebim Pischahu. So even at the entrance also, say that it's a Pesach. No, the case you're talking about where the shear is much less, that's a pirtza b'keren zavis. That's where the opening, the gap, is in a corner. The pirtza b'keren zavis will have the inchi. You can't call that a pesach if it's in a corner. People don't make pesachim in corners. Okay? That's the first time the Gemara invokes, well, not exactly the first time, but that's one invocation of Pirtza B'Keren Zavis, Vav and Aleph. The other Gemara has as well, Daf Tani Dalid. The Mishnah at the bottom of Tani Dalid and Aleph, the second Mishnah, we read the first Mishnah earlier. Mishnah says, "Chaser shenifritzah l'shesarabim mishtei ruchoseha." If you have a chaser that opens up into a rishus harabim on two sides, v'chein bayis shenifritz mishtei ruchosa, v'chein mavoi, etc. So if when Shabbos began the chaser was properly enclosed and then something happens over Shabbos, according to Behuda, the heter tiltil remains over Shabbos, but no further. Yossi says fine. The Gemara says Maya Spina, what's this case where the chaser is dafka nifritza mishtei ruchoseha? Even if it's nifras b'ruach echad, it should invalidate the heter tiltil. So ma'aseh an ilam be'eser ma'ishna b'ruach achas the amrina pischahu mishtei ruchosan ami pischahu. If the pierce is less than 10 amos, then what difference does it make if it's nifras on one side or two sides? It's not a problematic pierce. Ela be'eser me'asara, if it's nifras more than 10 amos, yachi feel b'ruach achas nami. Then even if it's nifras on one side, that should invalidate the hekif. Amarav olam be'aser. So we're talking about where the pirtza is less than 10 amos. Ukigosh nifras of a keren zavis, but it's nifras at a corner. The pirtza of a keren zavis lo of the inchi. Okay. So what does it mean? What does nifras b'keren zavis mean? Says Rashi, over here, side down and base the top. Kegon shenifritza, but pirza achas shetofeses b'shtei ruchoseha. There's one pirza that eats into two sides, the hind of the caverns of this. So you have a chaser. And there's one gap in the corner of the chaser, but the gap eats into, it's ocheles b'shtei ruchos, it eats into two sides of the chaser. So there's a gap over here in one corner. That's what's called nifritza, that's what's called the piska of the Karen Zavis. Nifritza of a pirsa achas, it's one pirsa, one gap, shetofeses b'shtei ruchoseha, but it eats into two sides. That's how the Rashba learns as well. That's how the Ritva learns. That's how the Ran learns. That Piskov Bekeren Zavis means it's Ochelus Bishnei Ruchos. It eats into both sides. What's the Raya? So the Ritva and others quote the Raya from Daf Yud. We discussed earlier the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis that has the case of a Mavoi that has a 15 Amma opening. A 15 Amma opening, and how are you going to be Matir Tiltal in that Mavoi? You have to get that 15 Amma opening down to at least 10, down to less than 10. So the Gemara there had, if you have that opening of 15 Ammas, you can have a gap of 2, and then Omeg of 3, and then a gap of 10, and that's going to be Matir the Mavoi the Tiltal. Says the Ritva, if Piska B'Karen Zavis meant that even if you have a gap at a corner that eats into one side, then why isn't this a case of Pirza B'Karen Zavis? Right here you have a gap in one side of the corner. Elowad, you see that Piska B'Karen Zavis means you have a gap that's Ocheles B'Shtei Ruchos. But if it only is a chalas in one side, that's not a problem of Piska B'Karen Zavis. So that's what the Chachmei Sfar, well, most of the Chachmei Sfar assume, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, based on this Raya from Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Yud, that Piska B'Karen Zavis is Dafka where it's a chalas B'Shtei Ruchos. However, the Rif, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam do not present this way. Excuse me. The Rambam is in Perek Tesayin Halacha Kaf. The Rambam, Perek Tesayin Halacha Kaf, writes as follows. Pesach. Perek Tezayin Halacha Kaf. Suras Pesach She'asa Osa Min Atzad Eino Klum She'ein Derech HaPsachim Lios B'Karen Zavis Ela Be'emsa. If you make, this is how the Rambam understands Suras Pesach Min Atzad, which we'll talk about when we get to Suras Pesach. If you make a Suras Pesach at a corner of a at a corner, that doesn't work. She'ein derech hapsachim lios b'karen zavis alabem. So because it's not normal, a suras pesach is conceived as a pesach. It's not normal to have a pesach in a corner. So the Rambam not talking about where socheles b'shtei ruchos nafka. The Rambam says if you have a suras pesach at a side, at the end of a wall, at the end of a mechitza, then that is called a Suras HaPesach Min Atzad. That is invalid because that is a Pischa B'Karen Zavis. Ein Derech HaPsach Aliyos B'Karen Zavis Ela Be'emsa. Then you have to figure out how the Rambam will understand that Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Yud, the Raya of the other Rishonim, that if, according to the Rambam, this is a problem of Surah Pesach Menatzad, because that's a pistol to Karen Zav, it's the law of the Ishi, then how do you understand that line of the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, that you have the two Amma gap in the corner over there? And I'm not sure how the Rambam will understand that.
So he's just talking about Tzuras HaPesach?
Well, the Rambam understands that the Chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Medatzad is that it's not a Pesach, because Ein Derech Tzachim Lihios B'Karen HaBemsa. It's only normal to have a Pesach in the middle. You don't have a door at the side. You don't have a door in a corner. You only have the door in the middle of the side. And that's the Chisaron of Pesach B'Karen Zavis. Right? The Gemara says Pesach B'Karen Zavis is a problem because Pesach B'Karen Zavis will have the Inshi.
So he's saying it's a Pesach.
Right.
It just means the string of the wire is not on top.
Well, so he understands, again, that's the Rambam understands Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad different than everyone else. The Rambam understands Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad means that Tzuras HaPesach is situated on the side of the that ruach, in the corner, not in the middle.
Oh, Tzuras HaPesach is on the side.
Right.
The whole thing is on the side.
Right. So that's what the Rambam understands Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad different than others, as well. Talk about when we get to Tzuras HaPesach.
Far right picture.
So in this, right. So here, if you put a Tzuras HaPesach here, the Rambam says that's a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. For the same reason that Pesach B'Karen Zav is Lo Avdi Inshi.
Oh, same reason, not necessarily a Kimpto.
She'ein Derech Habsachim Lios B'Karen Zav is Ela
B'Emsa. But it's not really B'Karen Zav, it's off to the side. And
well, so that's what B'Karen Zav is apparently, according to the Rambam.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
No one makes a Pesach on the right, you know, the outer, the
well, yeah. If you think about it, where do you have a door in the corner? Look around at all the doors that you encounter. Look out the window, right?
Always in the middle.
Always in the middle.
I mean, maybe right. This will come up, but I'm saying, Bismar said, I mean, people are created by just doing different things, and that's how people, so they architecturally and structurally just do different things. Would that make a difference? Buffalo
dietary took a lot of them.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. So, Tosfos rice and Davavim Rebeis, sorry, Davavim and Aleph, Adiba Maskel de Pisca. Pesach b'karen zav is lam avdi inshi miu. Im asa'a ke'ein pesach b'mezuzos u'mashkof havi shapir pesach k'damar le'el de pasach le'i b'karen zavis. So Tosfos writes that let's say you have a pesach b'karen zavis. So that invalidates using this as machitza. But one way out of the situation is to create a Tzuras HaPesach. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach that joins the two corners like that. And that would be acceptable. That would be matir the area. The pasach le the karen zavis. I mean, that's how we understood the Gemara that Hayam and Aleph has Rav Yosef. The pasach le the karen zavis. The Tosfos understood that means that Rav Yosef made a So it's a Pesach in the Karen Zavis.
Did that bother the Rambam also?
I'm sorry?
Did that bother the Rambam?
Would that bother the Rambam? So the Rambam probably understood. The Gemara here has Rav Yosef and Abaye. So Machlok, Rebbeinu Chananel, Zagirsi here, the Rav Yosef and Abaye argue. The Apostle of the Karizavis is Dafka Rav Yosef and not Abaye, and Abaye would argue. That's the Gears of Rebbeinu Chananel here. So presumably the Rambam would go like that. That it's only maybe Rav Yosef was talking about the Surah Pesach, but not Abaye. Maybe that's not Lahalacha.
And we're going to try to answer how the Rambam would answer Yud Amud.
I don't have an answer, but think about it. Let me know.
It looks like it's a pizza there.
Right. Yes, I don't know. You can let me know if you figure it out. There is a. So we'll see that this, that putting a Surah Pesach there presumably does work with halacha. Before we get there, there's a comment of the Ritva.
Because it is in Surah Pesach. I don't know if you said that. Because you're putting formally a it's not just a pirtza that you're using it as an opening. It's you were formally applying what is technically called a Pesach.
Right. Okay, there is a, the Ritva is a comment here in the Vav and Aleph, D. Rabowski, we're talking on. The Ritva says as follows, in Tamar, the Hethi Aminan, the Pistcha, the Karen Zavis, La Avdi, and she, the Ha Amin Al, the Pasach, the Karen Zavis. So Tosa says, yeah, Pasach, the Karen Zavis means with the Tzuris of Pesach. So if you put a Tzuris of Pesach in the Karen Zavis, that works. But otherwise, Pistcha, the Karen Zavis, La Avdi, and she. The Ritva asks that Kasha, yes, it asks Kasha, how can you tell me Pistcha, the Karen Zavis, La Avdi, and she, we don't see enough, hey, Rav Yosef, Avilei, the Pasuk of the Karen Zavis, the Yesh Lomar. So he has one teretz, and then he says himself, he quotes one teretz in the Ravid, and he says, "Vaynachon, the Shani Hacha Shehu be Karen Zavis shall Kenis Asamavoi, the Vade Lo of the Inchi." The Ritva says that when is Pisco Bekarin Zavis a problem? It's a problem at the entrance to the Mavoi. But in any other corner, in the back corner of a Mavoi, that wouldn't pose a problem. So if you have a Mavoi Sasam, and then you're closing off the entrance to the Mavoi, so at the entrance to the Mavoi, Pisco Bekarin Zavis would pose a problem. But if you have a Pirtza in a Karin Zavis in the backside of the Mavoi, that would be okay. But the Tiferes Yaakov points out that could well be the mashmos of the other Rishonim don't say like this. No one else says like this. But that could be the mashmos of Lashon HaGemara. Why is the Gemara distinguishing between Mitzido and Bapesach? Right? The Gemara said, "Mavish in efrets mitzida be'aser, meirosha saris barba. Ma'ishna mitzida, ma'ishna meirosha." So meirosha is the entrance, the beginning of it. So Evanel says, "Rosho, I guess it's some of lavdafka. It's the context of mitzido. Sido means in any side, and rosho is in the corner." But the Ritva says, no, Rosh is after Rosh. The entrance to the Mavoi is where you have a problem with the Karen Zavis, because that's what's low of the Inchi. People will make a door in the corner of the entrance, but in the corner of the back isn't the same kind of problem. That's not the same low of the Inchi. So, We assume, again, the Ritva is not quoted l'alacha, but there is an interesting sheet to know. We assume l'alacha, like Rashi and the Rov Rishonim, that Pisul b'Karen Zavis is where it's ocheles b'shtei harucha. So take a look in Sim and Shin Samach Aleph. The Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Chagzer Shenifritza b'milua O b'yeser m'yeser v'shis harabim Mekama mechitza nidon Ketzida v'shis harabim Shukarim v'shu chagzer V'im nifritz v'karen zavis Afil v'pachas m'yeser aser. Says the Mishavur Sifkatan Ches, what does it mean nifritz v'karen zavis? Rasa Lomar Shapir tza'achla b'shtei aksalim Shalachatzer v'sof and zaitzel zeh. So chalas b'shnei ruchos, it cuts into both sides of the corner. Mash b'gemara, de'im apirsa nasa b'shar mekoma shel tzalim, afilo hayu b'shteik tzalim, kol she'im b'chal pirsa yasa m'yasa shari. That's the only problem in the corner. Then look at Sifkat and Tess. The pachas me'asara, delo nucha lechanos a pirsa he b'shem pesach. If you have a pirsa b'karen zavis, you can't call that a pesach. Honestly, the pirsa b'karen zavis lo avdi inchi. V'dafkel in yapirsa minam kain, aval amasa tuvsa pesach. V'kol shekain imasa shtei mezuzas amashkof mamish, v'vade shem pesach halah. But if you make a tuvsa pesach, that's tosos, or if you make a real pesach, you actually put a door there, then that's definitely going to be acceptable. Chazon Ish, Siman Ayin Beis, Oz Beis, says that you could, there's even a better solution.
Put a bolt.
Right, put a bolt. Instead of Tzivos HaPesach, just put a cunt over here in the corner. And then that solves your Karen Zavis problem. The Chazon Ish explains the whole the chisaron of Piskel b'Karen Zavis of Piskel b'Karen Zavis lo of the inchi is essentially a chisaron in Omin Rubel Aparitz. Chazon Ish says you can't say if you have this pistol b'karen zavis that's a chelas b'shtei ruchos, so even if the omen is much more than that paritz, you can't honestly call that omen rubel paritz. For omen rubel paritz to work, you have to have omen on each side, and then if you have some omen on each side, that could swallow up the paritz. But if there's nothing in the corner, then you can't really call that Omein Ruba Ala Paritz. So the way the Chazon Ish presents it, it sounds like the Lo Avdi Inchi isn't the be-all and end-all reason. That's somehow connected to a technical problem of not being able to invoke Omein Ruba Ala Paritz. But if you put a kana there in the corner, so then you have something to invoke Omid Rubel Paris with. You have Omid on either side of the Pirza. That's no longer Pirza the Karen Zavis. In the New English Erevin book, they quote on page 78 that they quote from Shlomo Miller and from David Feinstein that they both said this is a good, effective idea and the best way to solve a Pisco the Karen Zavis problem just by putting a kana there in the corner. So along these lines, the Chazon Ish also says if the etzem problem of Piskel b'Karen Zavis is the Omein Ruba issue, then the Chazon Ish writes in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph Os Dalet, that let's say you have a circle and then you have appears in the circle. So any gap in the circle, even if it's not Eser Amos, is the halachic equivalent of a Pisco Mikarizadis. Because he assumes, in order to invoke Omin Ruba, you have to have something like a straight line.
That sounds like the Chazanish is, you know, the Imam sounds like if it's curved, so then you can't really.
You can't call that Omin Ruba. Are you right?
If it's consistently going, consistently creating the same curvature, so that
right.
We could.
Right, but he assumes not that way. He says, "Emacharis algol kol pierces dalat vachem of seres de la olam who could pierce the karmazavis." That any pierce is going to.